to hear from you. Holy Spirit, we give you freedom, as always, to move in and out of this room and in the hearts of the people. And Lord God, that you would stir in us and change us. Do not leave us the exact same, but pour into us a hope and a wholeness that only comes from Jesus. God, we thank you that we can come to you and we can pour things out and we can ask with prayers, petitions, and know that you hear our prayers. God, we thank you for your life of your Son, Jesus, that gave us everything that we need. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. So we've been hanging out in the book of Ruth, and we're now at chapter 3. We're going to sort of see how this whole story evolves, but this is the one section of the story that has sort of, Naomi trying to do something a little different, but two, it's about the waiting game. I don't know about you, I hate waiting. I'm impatient by nature, I think. And my family could attest to that. And I'm sure some of you, well, maybe not. Y'all are not impatient, are you? No. Preston's probably already looking at his watch to make sure I don't go over today. Waiting on things is hard. I mean, think about our kids, our grandkids. I mean, Christmas Eve, heaven forbid, they want to open presents right now. But isn't life sort of like that with us? That we have this impatience to us to not wait for things. We want things right now. We want things solved right now. Well, we sort of turned our relationship with God into this immediacy kind of nature. But the question then becomes is that what do we do during the waiting season? How do we live a life in Christ during moments and times of having to wait? Well, in the story in Ruth 3, we're going to get sort of a snapshot of what it means to wait. So if you'll go with me, we'll go to chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. It says this. Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, I need to seek some security for you so that it may be well with you. Now here is our kinsman, Boaz, with whose young women you have been working. See, he is winnowing barley tonight on the threshing floor. Now wash and anoint yourself and put on your best clothes and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. And when he lies down, observe the place where he lies and go and uncover his feet and lie down. And he will tell you what to do." She said to her, "All that you tell me, I will do." Now, to me, you read that, you go, okay, this is sort of a little underhandedness, I think, from Naomi's side. She is trying to find a place of security for Ruth. But what I love about this story, this sort of bad beginning and going to a better ending, because the best is yet to come. And so what we see is that we're looking for security for Ruth, for her faithfulness, for how she's been, for how she's acted through this whole journey. I mean, remember, the first part of this is that Naomi is over here and she's frustrated at God. She's bitter. In fact, Mara, she says his name is going to be, that I'm bitter against God because I've lost my husband and my two sons. And yet, the whole time, Ruth is over here and she is, "You're my God. I will trust in you. I will trust in the God that you is your God. I will believe and trust in that." And then we get to the part where she gets and she's realized that they're out of food. And so she begins to go find a place to get grain, to take that back to eat on. And the scripture says that she so happens to come upon the field of Boaz. Well, we know last week, this is the divine appointment. That God is setting this up, this divine appointment to provide for their whole family. And then what we realize, for us, you and me, is that divine appointments happen all the time. Those moments when God is trying to do something in our life or change or provide or pour into us, God will put those divine appointments in our life to show how much he cares. And And what I love about that is it changes the atmosphere of Naomi. In fact, here's what she says in Ruth 2:20. It says, "May he," talking about Boaz, "be blessed by the Lord, whose kindness has not forsaken the living or the dead." She goes from being bitter against God to changing her heart to saying, "Blessed be God for everything that has happened." Well, we move into this section, and here it is that Naomi's like, I need to make sure that Ruth is taken care of. And she sends her back to the threshing floor where Boaz has been working. Now he's done doing all the work, and he, of course, eats and drinks, and he goes to take a nap. Well, what they say is that during this time, during the judges, is when they would actually have to sleep on the threshing floor for security so that no one come and take the grain. While he's there, Ruth comes up and sort of curls at his feet and waits for him to wake up. And as you think about that, here becomes the waiting game. One, what is Boaz going to say when he sees Ruth laying there? What are people going to say when they see Ruth sort of hanging out there? It's sort of like this young woman who was waiting on her date to come to the house. She spent hours getting herself ready for this date. Well, an hour and a half later, when he was supposed to be there, he wasn't there yet. She got frustrated. So she decided to go upstairs and put on her PJs, pop some popcorn, and turn on Netflix and binge something since he didn't show up. Well, another half hour later, 2 hours into this thing, he shows up at the door. And he knocks at the door, she opens the door, and she's standing there in her pajamas and her bunny slippers. And he goes, "Really? I'm 2 hours late and you're still not ready?" What happens in life when we get stuck in the waiting game? When we are seeking God to show up, when we are asking God to rescue us, when we're asking God to take care of something, and why not now? I don't know about you, I've been there. God, why not now? And what I've realized is that we want this vending machine kind of revelation instead of having crockpot faith. We want instantaneous vending machine. I give God just a little bit of prayer and he's going to pop out an answer right now, instead of knowing that sometimes God is like a crock pot and have to cook for a while, and you have to wait, and you have to be patient. And in that, what happens is that we begin to increase as we wait. As Ruth is waiting to see what the response will be, as we wait, faith increases. But what happens with the situation is what God does. So your first fill-in, if you're doing those in your bulletin: in our waiting, God gives rest and security. I don't know how nice doing that. You hear that? God gives rest and security. Ruth is about to do something, but she did it in faith. She trusted what Naomi was doing, and she was willing to wait to see the response. Will Boaz respond in favor? Will Boaz do the exact opposite? Who knows? But we need to wait and see. But we need to realize, as we wait, we need to rest assured and be secured that God is in control. I want you to hear this again. As we wait for things, believe me, I've been there. I've been at the altar and prayed. I'm sure a lot of you have as well. And then becomes the waiting game. But as we wait, as faith increases, be secure, be trustworthy, be assured that God is in control. See, so many times we look and we have to wait for something, and especially in faith as we pray and we go, maybe God just didn't hear me. No. Wait. Be assured. Be secure. God is in control. But God, I'm not getting a response right now. Wait. Be secure. Be assured. God is in control. And as we do that, that's when that faith in us begins to rise and say, okay, I'm just going to wait because God is about to do something. And Ruth's life, right here at the feet of this man, something is about to change in the whole story for her. Now watch. Verse 10, it says, he said, may you be blessed by the Lord, my daughter. The last instance of your loyalty is better than your first. You have not gone after young men, whether rich, poor or rich. And now, my daughter, do not be afraid. I will do for you all that you ask. For the assembly of my people know that you are a worthy woman. And she waited. She listened to what Naomi said, and Ruth lay there patiently waiting to see what Boaz's response would be. He came to her with this comment, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you, my daughter, because I see in you the honor. I see in you the faithfulness. I see in you the trust and the belief of what could happen in this situation. And so let's bring that back to now. As we wait, be assured, stay secure. God is in control. And as we wait for that, it is that moment that as we wait, when God responds, whatever God responds, that God looks at us and says, my child, I've been with you. You've been patient. You've been waiting. You have trusted in me. I have never left you. And I need you to hear that. Ruth does what she is supposed to do, and Boaz responds in her moment of waiting. And she trusted in faith and waited in faith. She wasn't boastful about it. She didn't say, well, I've done all these things. I went and served and I went and helped in your fields and it's all about me. She didn't do that. She was humble. When Naomi gave her the charge to go do this, what was her response? I'll go do as you tell me. What if when God gave us something to do, we had the same response? Okay, God, I'll do what you tell me. Okay, God, I'll do as you say. Okay, God, I'll wait. If you tell me to wait, I'll wait. If you tell me to go, I'll go. Remember Ruth in the first chapter, what did she say? Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. And your God is my God. What if in our life, our life in Jesus Christ, we became to a point where we understood in faith and we knew that God was in control and we were willing to wait for the right response at the right time, the right divine appointment to see God move in our life? What happens is redemption begins to happen. There is a wholeness that it can only come as we wait. And so really, your second feeling is this. Redemption for Ruth came through her act of humility. Not only did she wait, she was humble. She wasn't boastful or prideful about the work she had done in the field. She wasn't boastful or prideful about how she had saved Naomi's life and went out and brought all the food home. She wasn't prideful or boastful about that. She went to Boaz in humility. She came before Naomi in humility. I don't know about you, but if we came before God in an act of humility and say, God, you are my God, and God, you are in control, do what you need to do with me. I trust you. See, as we wait, it's when faith begins to rise. And Ruth, of all people, did as she was called to do and acted in reverence to every person she came in contact with. What if we came to God in humility, in reverence, bowing our head before the one who is in control? Can I say that over you? What if we all go through life situations? We've talked about this. We all struggle with things. We've all had reports. We've all had stuff. We've all had things fall apart in our life. What if we came to God and said, I don't know what all is going on, God, but I'm going to trust you. And I honor you in whatever decision, God, that you make for my life. Strength will rise as I wait on you. And so really your third feeling is this. In faith, wait on the Lord. In faith, wait on the Lord. And I know that's hard. We get so impatient because we want the response to happen now. Who hates going to a doctor and knowing that you've got to wait 3, 4, 5, 7 days before you get the results back? Don't we hate that? You'd think with technology today, we'd have that right now. But no, someone else has got to read it, then someone else has got to read it, and then they'll call you. As we wait, faith rises. As we wait, feel secure. Be assured. God is in control. And in Ruth's life, as she does this, amazing things begin to happen. She goes back with this barley that Boaz just blessed her life with. I mean, you're talking a ton of barley. Takes it back, gives it to Naomi and says, what happened? What? He sent me home and sent me with all this grain. And what I love, what Naomi says to her. Wait, my daughter, until you learn how the matter turns out. The man will not rest, but will settle the matter today. What if, let's change that. As your prayers go up, as your petitions go up, wait, my son and my daughter, until you know how the matter turns out. For God, God will not rest until it's all worked out. Do you need to hear that today? I know I do. God will not rest until it's worked out. But we come to God humbly, patiently, in faith. And God, through Boaz, gave her an abundance, and it's signs and glimpses of this big, hairy, audacious God story. It's about to blossom right here in the waiting. And I'm not going to go any further because that's chapter 4. But something is about to happen, and in that, it's a sign and a testimony to you and me that as we wait, be secure. Be assured. God is in control. Amen. Before I conclude with prayer, I want to take this opportunity to always open up this altar to you to take a moment, take a time, take as long as you need to pour yourself out and say, God, I'm in the waiting game and I need your help. Help the faith rise in me because my faith is wavering. God, help me that as I wait for something, wait for things, wait for change, wait for healing, whatever it is, God, help me to understand that you are in control of this. But I also want to do this morning is there are a lot of you in here that are going through something and we're in the pattern of waiting. And as I pray, what I want you to do is I want you to grab the hand of the person next to you. You may know what's going on, you may not know what's going on in their life. But I'm going to pray that strength and faith will rise as we pray this morning. You okay with that? Grab the hand next to you. God, we just thank you. We don't understand every situation. We don't understand everything. But God, what we know is that you are faithful. You love us more than anyone else could ever love us. And so, God, we're waiting. We're not going to try to do this on our own. We're going to wait on you. And God, as we wait for answers, as we wait for deliverance, as we wait for healing, may faith rise in us. Help faith rise. I give this to you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Our closing hymn, hymn of invitation, is hymn 408, the gift of love. Please stand as you're able and listen.